Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings. All in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% Lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
All right, it's Winning Cures Everything on today's show. We got 11 things from the weekend that we're going to try and discuss very quickly. We're going to talk Florida. We're going to talk maybe more realignment coming soon. Somebody jumped into the top 25 poll for the first time ever. We got all kind of stuff to hit coming up.
Can you believe it? It's football. I've been watching it for 40 years.
Are you kidding me?
You're listening to Winning Cures Everything.
Game day, baby. Wake up or get out.
Here's your host.
A confident young man. A superb athlete.
Gary Seegers.
All right. Let's get to it. I'm Gary Seegers. I'm your host at GaryWCE on all the different socials. It is Winning Cures Everything. And this, if it's your first time, this is a college football podcast. So we only talk college football unless I feel like hitting on something else. Because every now and then, my six-year-old really gets into WWE. And here in about 2 weeks, I will be at one of those live events with him for the first time. So I'm probably gonna talk about that. I would imagine. Anyway, we got a lot going on. If you want to be a member, join bettingcfb.com. It's $5 a month, $50 for the year. I give out my plays early. I give you some statistical stuff that you will not find anywhere else. It's good stuff. I highly recommend it. We've got a good community going over there. I have been overwhelmed with the amount of people that have signed up for this thing. So I thank you guys. Thank you for being a member over there. I'm going to try and, now that we've got more stats, more et cetera, I'm going to try and do some more bonus content, et cetera, for that side. So I can do bonus podcasts over there. I can do posts that you cannot see anywhere else. Like it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun. So hopefully you guys will join bettingcfb.com. Let me go ahead and tell you right quick. If you've not already subscribed here or on the Winning Cures Everything YouTube page, highly recommend that. Do a lot of plays, not plays, but leans, etc. I basically pick against the spread 20 games every week, along with doing the ESPN Pick'em and some other stuff over there. So I would certainly appreciate you guys coming and being a member over there as well. So, yes. Yes, good times. I think I've got everything. Oh, Three Dog Thursday is on the channel every Thursday. I do a show on Mondays with Scott on Twitter, Scott from Spank Odds, and we have a good time. We have a very good time. At least I think we do. So, all right, let's jump into today's topics. We'll go on and start off with this. Is Billy Napier really done? Like, they're going to owe this guy a lot of money. And, yeah, the Florida fans are just outrageously upset about what has transpired. Two straight, just uncompetitive defeats at home. And that's the worst part, is these games are at home, and they are atrocious. And, it was Texas A&M with a backup quarterback. Now, we might think that the backup quarterback is actually better than the starter because Connor Wigman doesn't look like he necessarily fits Colin Klein's offense, but, you know, regardless, it's still a backup quarterback. And it's a game that you were a 3.5-point dog, and at one point you were down 33-7. Final score looked a little bit better than it actually was. But you get the point. And here's the thing. I wonder if Florida is going to fire the AD, Scott Strickland, before they fire Billy Napier. Like, as an AD, hiring and firing the football coach is your number one priority. That is the moneymaker. That is the front porch to the university. It is it. So you can't miss that. And he has missed it in a big, big way. Fired a coach that, yeah, the fan base was pretty fired up about Dan Mullen. But let's be honest. He had one bad year. He lost the locker room. You can swap that now. You can change that out. You can get the bad players out and bring in new ones in a year. It doesn't take that long. Now, Dan Mullen was not a great high school recruiter, and when they did fire him, because this is Billy Napier's third year, they thought they would need somebody that could recruit. They were fairly convinced that Billy Napier could recruit, and Napier did come in and set up the things that needed to be done, because Dan Mullen won at Florida despite a lot of glaring issues inside of that program. They had not kept up with the times, period. But now, you know, I feel like he's got everything in place. But they got ran roughshod over by Texas A&M, and the same thing happened against Miami. Now, Miami might actually be like a really good top 10 kind of team. A&M might be, with Reed at quarterback, might be, a top 20 kind of team. The problem is that you have a bunch of those on your schedule. Like, Florida has to play at Mississippi State this week, and State got whipped by Toledo last week. That's how much we got to talk about. I'm not even going to hit on that. But they got whipped at home by Toledo, and Florida is only like a 4-point favorite. Like, that ain't good. That ain't good. After that, you got UCF, and then, good grace, don't get me started on November. I mean, Texas, LSU, Ole Miss. Florida State looks winnable. but Florida State's pretty bad, and we're going to talk about them here in a little bit. So I'm curious if Scott Strickland is still the AD. He likes Billy Napier. The boosters, there were reports all day Sunday that they have got the money together, that they are going to get rid of Billy Napier. But nothing has happened. It is still pretty early. I guess Ron Roberts would probably be the interim. He's a former head coach. He's been around for a while. He's the only one that I feel like would have the chops to be able to do that. But who knows? Who knows? I don't know. I think if Strickland is still the AD, they might give him a fourth year if he's able to win at least a few games and stay competitive in some of these other ones. If he can develop these guys and develop some kind of team chemistry to where they're not just getting beat to death every week, then yeah. I think he's still probably going to have to move to DJ Lagway, the star freshman quarterback, but we'll see. Next topic on the board, number two. The American Athletic Conference has had communication with Air Force to be a new member for the AAC. And I don't know what to make of that. Obviously, the Mountain West is falling apart, so the AAC is going to have more money than the AAC is going to have more money than the Mountain West in whatever their next TV deal is, and maybe in this TV deal, because I don't know what the Mountain West teams are going to be getting without Boise, without Fresno, San Diego State, and Colorado State. But we'll see. We will obviously see. Of course, the AAC might also be losing members to the Pac-12. We'll see exactly what happens there. But who knows? They might end up grabbing some more Mountain West teams out there, and we'll just see what this new iteration of the Pac-12 looks like. I'm curious. I think it's probably smart for the AAC, because you've already got Army, you've already got Navy. Why not just bring that whole thing in? And you know that all of those teams do TV numbers, right? So when it comes to, I mean, and that's what all of this is. It's how many people are actually going to watch your teams? Like, how many people are going to watch your conference games? And I think that's a big thing. So I think that Air Force makes sense. I will tell you this. Speaking on this year's iteration of the Air Force football team, are they bad? They are, so gross. That offense is completely broken. They don't have skill players. The quarterback does not fit. Something is wrong with Troy Calhoun's team, and they are bad. I mean, they are down so bad right now. But we'll see what happens. I mean, the Air Force typically rebounds pretty good. Troy Calhoun is a good coach. We'll see what they look like. But you know people will watch because people like to watch the service academies. So I think that does fit well. I don't think Air Force is going to get an invitation to the Pac-12. I think that, and of course, the conference is called the American Athletic Conference. So it would make sense if you've already got Army and Navy to go ahead and bring in Air Force. Bring in all the service academies. Like, let's do this thing. All right. Topic number three. For the first time ever, the UNLV Rebels are number 25 in the coaches poll. It is the first time in the program's history that they have been ranked in the top 25 of either major poll. And this is a huge deal. Barry Odom and Brennan Marion have put together a pretty good football team. Now, if you look at post-game win expectancy, probably should not have won that game at Kansas last week. UNLV has still a pretty difficult schedule going forward. But for right now, this is a huge deal. To get UNLV into the top 25, that is a massive accomplishment for Barry Odom. And my guess is he's probably going to get hired away to be a new head coach somewhere else. And I think Brennan Marion is going to get that job going forward. Just a guess. So I think that, honestly, Arkansas might be a good spot for him. I don't know that Odom should have lost his job at Missouri. Now, it's tough to say that right now with what Drink has got going on. But I think that Barry Odom did a pretty good job at Missouri. Like, especially under the circumstances that they were in. Now, obviously, circumstances have changed. And Eli Drinkwitz is doing a, you know, bang-up job at Missouri. Relative to expectations, like, they are both killing it at their current places. So Missouri, you know, fired a good coach, brought in a good coach. Cheers to that. But I think that Odom could potentially be getting the Arkansas job if Arkansas does not pick things up. I don't think that they're going to give it to Bobby Petrino. I mean, that would just be absurd, right? Like, I could not imagine that they go back down that road. But, I mean, stranger things have happened. And Odom might want to take some other job. Who knows? Who knows? But I think this is just another sign that Barry Odom is not long for Las Vegas. I don't envision he will stay there in a broken-down Mountain West. Because I don't think that the state of Nevada is going to let UNLV go over to the Pac-12 without taking, you know, Nevada, the Wolfpack, with them. And I don't think that the Pac-12 has any interest in taking Nevada with them. So we'll see. Because I think they're wanting to keep it around eight teams. They don't want to overdo it. They want to make it where they can make the most amount of money possible. And there's nobody that they can add that would really bring in a bunch of eyeballs. And so, would they prefer to have Cal and Stanford back? Yeah. But how much are Cal and Stanford worth? Also, the only way Cal and Stanford come back is if the ACC completely folds, and I don't think that's happening. So we'll see. We'll see. Topic number four. What is going on with Florida State? A lot of people questioning, like, oh, Norvell's going to be on the hot seat. Da, 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 da. There's about 65 million reasons why Mike Norvell will not be on the hot seat. He went 12-0 last year. He turned down Alabama, or at least that's the reports, is that he turned down Alabama. And he signed a new deal that guarantees him $65 million to stay the head coach at Florida State. This team has whiffed. And more than likely, what they will end up doing is they will end up firing staff. And it's probably a good thing. Because Norvell has been really good in the past at hiring staff members. Dan Lanning at Oregon was a member of Norvell's staff. Kenny Dillingham, and he was a member of Norvell's staff at Memphis. Kenny Dillingham, the new head coach at Arizona State. I say new. He's been there a year already, year plus. But Arizona State's 3-0. And, yeah. Like, Dillingham is doing a pretty good job considering what was left at Arizona State. But he was the offensive coordinator under Mike Norvell at Memphis. They've got dudes. Norvell staff members have left Memphis to go join Alabama staff under Nick Saban. Like, there's plenty of examples here. So, yeah, Norvell hiring new staff members, probably a good thing. Probably a good thing. And yeah, this year has just gone to hell in a handbasket quickly. But that defense still played lights out the other day. They held Memphis, one of the highest-powered offenses in the country, to only 20 points. Now, you can say that that's because they've just got way better athletes, etc. But you still got to be able to go against them, because that scheme that Memphis runs gets guys open. So I think they look pretty good against Memphis. Memphis is a good football team. So yeah, it's possible that Florida State has just lost to three pretty good football teams. Georgia Tech, not too bad. And that thing, they didn't get dominated in that game. Now against Boston College, you could look at that one differently. But my goodness, you're coming back from Ireland. You're just coming. I mean, it's a deflating defeat to start off the year. You're top 10. You're looking to get back to the playoff because you missed it last year, and you feel like you got wronged. And then you come out and lose the first game on a last-second field goal internationally. I mean, just ridiculous. But Mike Norvell is not on the hot seat. He's not going anywhere for a long, long time. For that thing to get really crazy. Because remember, Florida State is their boosters and whatnot are potentially tied up with the litigation, because they're going to be trying to buy out of their ACC contract. They ain't trying to buy out of a football coach either, like, not at the same time. No, sir, no, sir. So I don't see any way that Mike Norvell is going anywhere. But we'll see. We'll see what happens. Topic number five. Let's talk about Indiana right quick. Just absolutely put a beating on UCLA. And UCLA might not be very good. Actually, I think we can go ahead and say that. UCLA is not very good. But Indiana is routinely not any good. They're the ones that are always in that spot. So, like, this is a step forward for Kurt Cignetti. Of course, Cignetti comes in from James Madison. Used to be on Saban's staff. He was one of the first people that Nick Saban hired at Alabama. But he left and coached in the FCS ranks. I think he coached in D2 and then moved up to FCS, if I'm not mistaken. And then the transition for James Madison from FCS up to FBS could not have gone smoother. They came in and dominated the Sun Belt for 2 years in a row. I mean, they were fantastic. The only loss that they had in their second year in the FBS was a last-second loss to App State, who has routinely been the best program in the Sun Belt. So, yeah, it makes sense. And App State had like almost a decade head start on them. So, yeah, it would make sense. But, yeah, Kurt Cignetti is fantastic. ESPN's FPI ranking, which is their advanced stats rating, has Indiana number 19 in the FPI. They have a projected 9-3 record. And we've talked before about how easy their schedule is. But they have a 9-3 record in the Big Ten and a 23.4% chance to make the college football playoff. Now, I don't think Indiana's going to be making the playoff, but Curtis Rourke has been awesome. The guys that he brought with him from James Madison have been awesome. This team, like, Kurt Cignetti understands fundamentals, and he understands the weight room. He understands the strength and conditioning program. They got dudes there. So I am psyched about what Indiana looks like and what they will be going forward, because Kurt Cignetti, I mean, he told everybody. He said, look me up, Google me, I win. And he is fantastic. So Indiana, cheers to them for just, I mean, whooping the life out of UCLA. Topic number six, Arch frickin' Manning. Quinn Ewers goes down with an injury. Arch Manning comes in. Nothing changes. Texas, now the number one team in the country. I do find it interesting that they, you know, beat Michigan last week and then absolutely took, and I forget who they even played. And it doesn't even matter, because they demolished another G5 program, UTSA. That's who they play. UTSA, I think, is really bad. I think minus Frank Harris, this team is And they kind of got picked apart by the portal a little bit, but everybody thought that Jeff Traylor was going to be. Honestly, I did too. If you look at the bodies that they've got, I mean, they got upper level bodies. But, you know, going into the AAC, like they got whipped by Texas State, and now they've gotten whipped by Texas. Now, that's two pretty good football teams. But, I mean, they got a rough schedule. They still got Memphis. I think they got Tulane this year. Probably going to have to play South Florida. I mean, it's, you know, UTSA, they got a tough AAC schedule that they are going to have to deal with. They're going to be able to get some wins, but still. But Texas, yeah, Arch Manning comes in, four touchdowns passing. He looks incredible. And his Heisman odds, I mean, Bud Elliott put this out there as a long shot, you know, months ago. So, you know, what if Quinn Ewers has got an injury history? Let's take Arch Manning at, you know, 150-1 or whatever it was, 250-1. Like, for a backup quarterback, that's pretty good. But now Arch Manning comes in one game, and he's going to be the starter for this coming game against Louisiana Monroe, which, by the way, kudos to Texas for their non-conference scheduling. You got one big dog in Michigan, and the rest are just complete tomato cans. I mean, just a disaster there. they are whipping some boys. I don't think they anticipated that UTSA would be that bad, but still. But cheers to Texas. Texas now the number one team in the country, according to the AP poll. And I guess I see it because, I mean, that win over Michigan certainly carries some weight, but I think there's a lot of teams that could beat Michigan right now. They're an underdog at home to USC by like a touchdown. Like, so I don't know how much weight I put on that because I don't think that Michigan can score on very many teams. But we'll see. We'll see. This is a long, long college football season. Let me tell you right quick. Tickets are expensive. You've heard this ad before, I'm certain. But I got to tell you, TicketSmarter.com makes things easier and they save you some money. Use the promo code WCE10. That's WCE10. It's going to get you $10 off an order of $100 or more. If you use the promo code WCE20, that's WCE20, it's going to get you $20 off an order of $300 or more. And you can get tickets to anything. I mean, there's some massive football games coming up. Red River looks like it's going to be huge. If you're just wanting to go this week, you can go to Norman. Check out Tennessee and Oklahoma. Tickets for that are, I mean, you want two tickets, it's going to be well over the $300 that you would need to save $20. So, and here's the cool thing about the promo codes. It's not a one-time thing. It's not a sign-up bonus. It's not whatever. Every single time that you buy tickets, you can save money. So I would highly recommend it. Even going to concerts, two tickets is going to cost you over $100 every single time out. So make sure and check it out. TicketSmarter.com is where you do it. WCE10 or WCE20. Think smarter with TicketSmarter.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. And now I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free and each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
All right, topic number 7 here. Yeah, number 7. Wake Forest got their doors blown off, or in, or whatever you want to call it. But Wake Forest got just ransacked by Ole Miss. 40-6. And we called this one. I mean, if you're a betting CFB member, I gave out Ole Miss when it dropped down to 21. There was some major steam on Wake Forest. It made absolutely no sense. Yes, the game was in Winston-Salem, but no, there was no prayer for Wake Forest defense to ever stop Ole Miss. Like, Ole Miss continues to run tempo the whole game, and they will continue to do it all through this season. Ole Miss has got Georgia Southern this week. They're going to beat them by 100. Like, it's the same thing over and over and over again. And Wake Forest, talent-wise, is very similar to some of these G5 teams that Ole Miss has been taking behind the woodshed. So that was never even in question. I think when this series was scheduled, Ole Miss was not considered a national title contender. And I don't know that Ole Miss will be a national title contender next year, right? Probably going to be breaking in a new quarterback. You're probably going to lose some of these defensive pieces that they brought in from the portal because they'll all go to the NFL. I don't know that they're going to continue to buy players at this rate. But we shall see, right? We shall see what ends up happening. But regardless, Wake Forest bought out of next year's game. They told Ole Miss before this weekend, and this would have been great to know for handicapping purposes because Lane Kiffin is the one that brought it up in the postgame press. He said, yeah, these guys bought out of next year's contract. They're not coming to Oxford. And, you know, I think that they wanted to make a statement here. Like, you're not going to, like, come back and do it. Like, it's one thing to, you know, pay off a contract. It's another to just go and take your whipping. So, do I think it's smart for Wake Forest? Because you probably need to schedule somebody that you can beat if you're wanting to make a bowl game? Yeah, probably. Probably does make sense. The Wake Forest AD is John Curie, who was the AD at Tennessee forever ago. But I don't know that he necessarily signed up for this series. I don't think he did that. Because I think it was done a long time ago, and when that happened, Ole Miss was middle-of-the-road SEC team, maybe not even a good SEC team. I think Matt Luke might have been the coach at that point. But regardless, Wake bought out of that game next year, and Ole Miss, I guess, took it personally. Probably used it as a message board fodder, et cetera. They put something on the bulletin board and used it as a little bit of motivation. Topic number 8. Let's talk LSU-South Carolina. Maybe the best game of the day. Probably the best game of the day. LSU gets the win somehow, some way. Doesn't make a whole lot of sense how they did it, but they did it. Obviously, Lenore Sellers going down had something to do with that. But also, everybody, I think the national narrative is that the referees screwed South Carolina at home. Two pick sixes called back. Phantom offensive pass interference penalties. You know, that kind of stuff. And you didn't hear a whole lot about it from the South Carolina side, although I would wager a whole lot of money that Shane Beamer probably submitted a report to the SEC offices. Like, hey, here's what we think you missed in these games. Or here's what we think you got wrong. Well, Brian Kelly, the LSU head coach, on the other side, he let it be known that he plans to log a complaint against the SEC officials about a missed call on the blocked punt. And it was a super exciting play, et cetera. We get it. And yeah, there was probably something missed there. But if you're the coach that won the game and you saw all these calls go against the home team that ended up helping you out, I don't know that I would be logging any complaints with the SEC officials about missed calls. I think it's kind of ridiculous. Like, it seems like something that would just get in your own way, right? Like, this is karma defined. It makes zero sense for Brian Kelly, who was on the receiving end of some good fortune with these SEC officials. It doesn't make sense for him to log complaints about missed calls in a game that he won. Like, yes, you want the officials to get better, but I feel like they were already going to try and do that because of the national narrative that came out after this game. I mean, my gosh, that is the biggest story that came out of the weekend, was how bad the officials were. I mean, you got Josh Payton, you got all these other shows that are talking about just, whoa, did you see some of these calls? This is absurd. Anytime you got that going on, you know that the SEC is already paying attention to it. So, we'll see what ends up happening here. But man, read the room. Brian Kelly, what are you doing? Topic number 9, Washington State. Big, massive win, and I was 100% right on this. Yes, Washington had really good numbers. Yes, Washington probably should have won the game. This was like a 50-50 post-game win expectancy for both teams. Washington just didn't call a good play at the end of the game. Jed Fish came out and said, you know, if we had executed on that play, it would have worked. Well, no shit. Like, I mean, it's ridiculous. Of course, if you had executed, it would have worked. But what are we doing? So, cheers to Washington State, though. Jake Dickert, like, I knew he was going to have those boys fired up. Again, I love that offensive coordinator, Ben Arbuckle. John Mateer, the quarterback that came on, he's the starter now that Cam Ward has left. You know, it felt like everybody was leaving poor Pullman. And Washington State is now set up. Their schedule is going to be pretty good. I think it looks a little bit easier, a little more navigable than they initially thought. So I'm happy for them. That was a big, big Apple Cup win for Washington State. Two more real quick. I don't know if you guys saw this late night, but Justin Wilcox, the head coach at Cal, he was telling students through the referee mic to stop throwing the cards that were given out. And I guarantee this is something that they will not be doing at Berkeley anytime soon. But they handed out some cards for some, you know, in-game thing that they were doing. And the kids were throwing the cards onto the field. Which makes sense, right? Like, this is something that you would expect out of kids. College kids that, especially a late-night game, you know, it is what it is. But yeah, he had to go on the referee mic and tell them to stop throwing things. You could tell he was so irritated about it because they had gotten 2 15-yard penalties. And to their credit, they stopped after that. But cheers to the referee for letting him grab the mic. I mean, it was it's one of the funnier things I've seen. I have not seen a coach grab the microphone from a ref and start talking to a student section. So cheers to him. All right, and then finally, last topic of the day. People are questioning Kansas. Kansas is now a 2.5-point dog at West Virginia. So is Kansas bad? They've lost two games, one on the road at Illinois. They lost on a last-minute touchdown to UNLV at home. And by at home, I mean, that was a neutral site, kind of. But it was one of the home sites that Kansas is going to be using this year, Children's Mercy Park in Kansas City, because their home stadium is getting renovated because Lance Leipold's done such a good job building up that program. The offense certainly has questions, right? I don't look at turnovers the same way that I feel like a lot of people do. Now, it is one thing because Jalen Daniels cannot stop turning the football over. He can't seem to read a defense very well. Andy Kotelnicki, who is now the Penn State offensive coordinator, he is gone. And I guess we all thought that wasn't going to make that big of a difference because he was just running the Lance Leipold system. But I don't think that's exactly how that worked. I think Andy Kotelnicki was really good at scheming guys open and using misdirection and movement pre-snap to be able to shake up a defense. And it doesn't look like they're doing the same stuff right now. But the stats tell you that Kansas should have won both of those games. They were -3 in turnovers against Illinois, which, in gambling terms, a turnover is worth about 4 points. Kenny White, I believe, is the one that said that. And I think he's probably right. So if you look at it, Kansas lost by 6 to Illinois. Well, they were -3 in turnovers. So 12 points, you know, 4 times 3, 12. You add 12 points there. Yeah, probably should have won that game around 29-23 against Illinois. And then against UNLV, they had 2 turnovers. UNLV had none. So 8 points worth of turnovers. Kansas had a 90% post-game win expectancy against UNLV. They lost the game by 3. You add 8 points to that, probably should have won the game 28-23. I think it makes sense. I don't think Kansas is down that bad. I have them favored this week against West Virginia. But let me tell you, I don't think I'm going to bet them. And the reason I'm not going to bet them is because I don't know if Jalen Daniels can stop turning the football over. But that West Virginia defense is bad. Like, they are really, really bad. So I don't know about that one. But I am curious what is going to happen in Morgantown on Saturday, because that's two teams that are now 1-2 and feel like they should be better. West Virginia let one get away from Pitt. I probably should have talked about Pitt today. Maybe we'll talk about Pitt tomorrow. We'll see. Because there's always topics that we can be hitting on. All right, that is going to wrap things up. You guys have been fantastic. Like I said, subscribe. And if you want to be a member to the private group, the membership, whatever you want to call it, I think I call it the Fourth Down Faithful over at bettingcfb.com. But do that. $5 a month, $50 for the year, and I promise you will get good content over there. I have a good time posting to that as opposed to Twitter, as opposed to anything else. So hopefully you guys will join us. I think that's going to be it. Don't forget Ticket Smarter. Don't forget Three Dog Thursday. Go and check out at Vegas Horse Pools on Twitter if you want to see what we talked about for about 15 minutes today. Talked about some of the big games coming up this weekend. And, of course, the BetUS College Football Show every Tuesday and Wednesday, 1 p.m. Eastern time. Yeah, it's going to be a good time this week. We got a lot of games that we're hitting. A lot of games. So myself, Kyle, and Parker, we have a good time. All right, that is going to do it. You guys take care of yourself. Take care of each other. God bless college football, and hopefully, all of your tickets cash this week.
Thanks for listening to Winning Cures Everything. Make sure and subscribe on YouTube or your favorite podcast app, and make sure to leave a nice 5-star review. You can follow Gary on Twitter at GaryWCE, and the show is at Winning Cures. Be sure to check out the merch in our web store and share the show.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. Everybody needs some variety in life. That's what I love about Chumba Casino. They know how to keep things fresh and exciting. All their games are free to play, like spin slots, bingo, and solitaire. You can claim free daily login bonuses, too. And they release new games every week. So spice things up with ChumbaCasino.com now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply.
Fall into big savings, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound packs of juicy Kroger red, green, or black seedless grapes for $3.99 with your card and a digital coupon. Then get 1-pound packs of flavorful Private Selection 80% lean Angus ground chuck for $4.99 each with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.